Blog Talk Radio.
Many occasions, and You know, if you would like tickets, I'll give you a couple of free tickets if you email me. I'm happy to do that. No problem. We're going to be going to Vegas in May, which I'm really excited about. I'll also be doing my three-day retreat in May, around the beginning of May. So if you'd like more information on that, we've got links up on the website, or you can email me directly through the website, and happy to talk to you about that. And you can see a lot of our events, or all of our events, that are coming up for 2018. And FYI, a number of you have emailed me about the Women of Influence Tour for 2019, and I'm happy to tell you that I've been working on the calendar, and I'm pinning down some dates, but I can tell you we're going to be going to Mountain View. We always do a launch in Mountain View. Mountain View, Seattle, Atlanta, Denver, New Orleans, New York, and ending up in Hawaii in 2019. You know, I'm still thinking of doing Europe, but I got to be honest with you, I keep feeling like it's not really the time to do Europe just yet. So I'm going to think on that one a little bit more before I do anything for that. But the website for the Women of Influence 2019 call for speakers will be up by next week. So if you're interested in registering, you can do so at the link, and I'll certainly make an announcement about that, and hopefully we'll see you there. Speaking of Women of Influence, we have Katarina Rando. We have a short show today. Two of our guests had to reschedule due to weather. One of them was calling in from France, and she said there's a huge storm that's happening out there, power is being knocked out, and that sort of thing. And the other one is just overwhelmed with, you know, her own project, so she couldn't join us. But we do have Katarina Rando, who is one of the premier feminine empowerment or female empowerment speakers here in the Bay Area. She is the founder of the Fempire Movement. And I always enjoy watching her work. She speaks at nearly everything that I do. She and I are going to be judges at my speaker pitch fest next week, next Saturday at 10 a.m. It's going to be online. So I'm really excited that she could join us. And Katarina, are you there? Welcome back to the show.
Yes, I am. I am right here.
Thank you so much for calling in. So, first, tell everyone, because you've been on the show before, but it's been a while, tell everybody who you are, what you do.
Okay, great. I serve women on a mission to support them to be themselves, do their thing, serve their people, and while they're doing all that, massively monetize their mastery, because we cannot give from an empty cup. I want women to thrive in their business, thrive with their speaking. I want everybody to thrive with their speaking so that we can uplift ourselves, our families, our communities, and, of course, make this world a better place. And so I teach women how to use speaking. I teach them how to use events and retreats and how to be more strategic in their business so that they can focus on what they're really good at, do what they're masterful at, and have teams and support to do the rest. And I also, Tony, you know my big news, have my own center now in San Francisco, Thriving Women in Business Center, where ladies can come and attend workshops and host their own workshops. And this is both for personal and business. And we are having our grand opening very soon.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. You have a grand opening tomorrow, which I will be attending, and then you've got another one that's coming up around the first or second week in March. So that should be really, really interesting. Go ahead.
Yes, and any of your listeners, Tony, because we love everything you do, we love what you're up to, and any of your listeners are welcome to join us for the grand opening, which is tomorrow at 3115 Clement Street in San Francisco. And if that's too short notice because you have a full life, then March 7th, 1 to 5 p.m., you are invited to come and take a look at our space and visit, and we'll have door prizes, and we'll tell you all the exciting events that are coming up at the Thriving Women in Business Center.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, you know, you have such a huge following in terms of women. Women absolutely love you. And whenever you speak at one of my events, you are, women are always saying, oh, when is Katerina going to be here and when's she going to be going on? And they can't wait to hear what you have to say because you're always positive. You always have some really terrific nuggets of wisdom to share with people. And I'm really, I'm just always happy to talk to you and work with you. And, you know, and so it's always a pleasure. Talk to me, and I know I've asked you this in the past. Why women specifically?
Yeah, well, you know, Tony, we're all called for a different purpose. And I don't know if you know this, but first of all, International Women's Day, which is March 8th, is my birthday. That's the day I was born. So that's the first sign. And then I worked on the ERA countdown campaign when I was in high school in my little plaid skirt from Catholic school. And so I became a feminist very early in life. And my mission has always been to serve women. And, you know, we have the Giving Circle that we raise money for women and girls for training and education. And it's what makes me happy. And I also found, and maybe this comes from my Catholic school upbringing, I also found that women thrive in single-sex learning environments. You know, they feel comfortable. They feel like they can speak their voice. And also, women and men are not the same. You know, the way we do things is not the same. The way we think is not the same. And we're not the same. And so to focus on things that work for women, which is what I do, feminine business strategies, is a different type of conversation than when there's men around. And, you know, I love men. You know me, I'm looking for my next love of my life. I love men, and I am really honored to get to serve women in my work.
And I should say that at all of my events, we get about 99% women who attend, and it's not something that I really plan for. It's just the way that, you know, that it turned out. And I'm a huge champion of the women's movement and helping women get on more stages. It's one of those things that just sort of happened organically. And I come from a long line of really powerful and influential women. And so for me, it was really second nature to agree at the Women of Influence Conference and to, you know, connect with you and a few of the other women. We're gonna take a really quick break and come back and chat with you a little bit more because I've got some questions about. I want to talk to you about next week's Pitch Fest. I want to talk to you about being a public speaker. What does that mean? Mistakes that speakers make. All of that. So hold on. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. If any of these scenarios sound familiar, your business is growing so fast you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit DownsLeadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results-realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and we are back with Katarina Rando. And Katarina, talk to me a little bit about the Pitch Fest. And for those of you who might not know what we're talking about, I'm going to be hosting a online Pitch Fest next Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And tickets are free. You don't have to pay anything unless you want to promote your business, and then you pay a small fee, and then you get 2 minutes to promote your business. And part of the reason why I really wanted to do this is because I had this amazing opportunity to speak at Google here in San Francisco, which doesn't happen every day. And I said, I know too many speakers. I work with over 800 speakers a year. I know too many speakers. I can't just give away a spot to speak at Google. So I decided to have this Pitch Fest to choose one speaker to join me on stage, and Katarina is one of the four judges, along with myself and Tanya Hoffman and Elizabeth Bachman. Katarina, let me ask you, what are you looking for specifically from these 15 contestants?
Great. Well, you know, with every speaker, I'm always looking for charisma. I'm looking for connection, the ability to speak with an audience rather than talk at an audience. I'm also looking for authenticity. You know, it's really important to not be too rehearsed or too stringent in your communication, and to say what you're genuinely feeling in the moment and not what you've pre-scripted and said 1,000 times. That's a very important part. I'm actually anti-scripting. I know some people are pro-scripting. I think it's ridiculous for speakers because our job is to connect and to impact, not, in my opinion, not to entertain. Of course, we want to be fun. We want to be entertaining, but we're not entertainers. It's about being thought-provoking, inspiring, having impact. And so those are all things that I'm looking for when I hear a speaker.
Okay, so let me ask you specifically about topics and presentation style. And, you know, I know you look for authenticity and connecting with the audience. What makes a Google-worthy speaker? Because that's who's going to be joining me on stage.
Yeah, well, I've spoken at Google. It's a great place to speak, and the people are wonderful, and, you know, it's all about innovation, and it's about being cutting edge, and it's about, you know, also taking great care of your employees and being on the forefront of what's happening in technology. And so if we look at speakers, you know, we want to have fresh ideas, and we want to be out there with new ways of looking at topics that have been covered, you know, for decades. What's our unique spin? What's our unique opinion or guiding principles around these topics? And that's what Google would want. They would want fresh, innovative, thought-provoking speakers, if I'm so bold as to speak for them. And that's what I'm hoping we're going to find at the Pitch Fest.
Okay. And so here's what I want to know, because I'm going to be looking at content. I'm going to be looking at – I'm not so concerned about the technical aspect of it. I don't really care if you use PowerPoint presentation, although you know how I feel about PowerPoint. It never works when you need it to. I'm more interested in the content, and yes, are you connecting with the audience? When you work with other speakers, are there certain mistakes that you see them make that you want to just sort of say, no?
Yes, and the first one, Tony, that you mentioned, you know, with PowerPoint, PowerPoint is a crutch. PowerPoint is also a tether. And when unless you're speaking to hundreds of people that have to look at a big screen to see you, PowerPoint is usually hurting you more than it's helping you. Now, of course, if you're doing a technical presentation or a presentation that involves people seeing exactly what the item is you're talking about, that's different. In terms of, though, our educational programs, our inspirational programs, PowerPoint is not necessarily your friend. You know, I do an all-day seminar. I maybe use 10 slides all day, and mostly I don't use it at all. Because why? Because it's about connection. It's about going where you're feeling like this audience wants to go and what this audience wants to hear. And when you have to get through every slide, that is very stressful for the speaker, and it's also very limiting. And so let's not be attached to that. I find the people that use PowerPoint the most are the people that are least good at speaking. They have usually the least experience, and they think it's going to help them get through their program. And I recommend lose the PowerPoint. That's okay. Lose the PowerPoint. That's the first thing. Second thing is, yeah, you know what? It is important to bring your personality out and to have fun and frankly, smile. You know, a smile captivates an audience. And I think to myself, that speaker really seems like they are passionate about what they're talking about, but they might want to tell their face, because their face looks like they're not happy doing what they're doing. Have fun. Look like you're having fun. It definitely makes a difference. And have fun with your audience. I gave a speech this morning. You know, I was joking with the ladies. Oh, I want to share a super tip, actually, Tony. This is one of my superpowers for speaking. So whenever I go to a business meeting someplace, I'm going to give a speech, and everybody stands up and introduces themselves, I make a little diagram on the back of a piece of paper, and I write down everybody's name and ideally a little bit about what their business is with introductions. And then when I give my speech, instead of using examples that nobody knows about, I use examples from the people in the room. And that's a great way to connect with the audience. I make reference to, Sheila's business would be great for this, or as Karen said in her introduction, or Jody, I know you do this, and this would be a good place for you to pay extra attention. And that really captivates a room and really has people lean forward. And they also start to feel like everybody in the room knows you except them, and it makes them listen even more. And that's, I think, a speaking superpower that I've cultivated over the years that I encourage speakers to embrace. It's not just about your speech. It's about the audience and how much connection you can create with the audience.
Absolutely. And we're on that note, we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to excuse me, come back and talk to Katarina Rando, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
When good company ill, leadership is frequently the reason, and yet...
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing, and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? Visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
This is Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas' premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. This is Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
Okay, and we're on to our final segment with Katarina Rando. And Katarina, talk to me a little bit about, you were saying that speakers have to really connect with one another. What are your other tips for filling a room or getting the word out and really generating revenue as a speaker? Because I talk to a lot of speakers who, and this is my pet peeve, I get really, really sick of dealing with speakers who, or talking to speakers who, oh, I want to get in front of more people, but they're not doing anything about it. I want to make more money as a speaker, but they're not really strategizing to make money as a speaker. What are your top tips
Let me say, first of all, that, you know, I guess one of my pet peeves is there's a lot of people out there giving a lot of bad advice to speakers. And in the early years, I heard a lot of bad advice, you know. And the problem is that when you don't know what you don't know and you don't have the experience, you often don't know that you're listening to the wrong people. And so the first thing is, when people are picking a coach or a mentor to work with, the most thing is that it's not about knowledge. Oh, they know so much. Of course, they have to know a lot. But the thing is, that you want to pick a mentor that has the same values as you, and ideally is having the same client base as you, meaning they have the same target market. You know, if you're an entrepreneur speaker, don't be having a mentor that works in the corporate market. If you work in the corporate market, you probably want to have a mentor that has been very successful in that market. If you're a sports speaker, have a sports speaker mentor. That's the first thing. the reason I say values is because people that don't have the same values as you should not be giving you advice. That's in anywhere in your life, first of all. Secondly, one of the bad pieces of advice I got early on was to speak to any group, anytime, anywhere to practice. And that is the biggest mistake new speakers make, because we only want to speak to our ideal audience, our ideal clients. The reason for that is, first of all, audiences that are not your audience are not going to be interested in your talk. Or if you have an inspiration across the board talk, guess what? Only the people that usually invest with you are going to invest with you. So only talk to those groups. The other thing is, when they're not your people, you have to work a lot harder. They're a prove-it-to-me audience rather than a show-me audience. And we want only show-me audiences, which are what you're going to find when you speak to your people. There is a lifetime supply of places to speak, and rather than go somewhere where they're not a good match for you, go where they are a good match. And if for whatever reason you say you can't find them, host your own events, host your own seminars. You know, people say to me, Katarina, how did you get started? Two gals and a flip chart around my dining room table. Three gals and a flip chart. You don't even need the flip chart. My point is that you create your own opportunities. You know me, Tony, I'm doing 80, 90 of my own events a year. I'm not waiting to get booked. But you know what happens? The more I do my own thing, the more requests I get. And that's what I want to also advise speakers. Do your own thing. Don't wait to get booked. Book yourself solid.
Yep. That's what. That's the reason why I started doing my own events, because I get really tired of waiting to hear back from these organizations. What's interesting is that I started hearing from speakers saying, you know, can I speak at your event? And yes, I charge a registration fee, but that also helps to underwrite any costs, because what people don't really understand until they get into it is this is not cheap or free most of the time. You got your room rental, you got water to buy, you got, you know, promotion you got to pay for, you know, you've got an assistant, you got to pay them. And so you need to be able to underwrite it, because a lot of speakers go broke doing this business. And so
Tony, let me just say, I mean, first of all, for you to produce your own events, of course you have to charge a fee. Of course, you know, hey, there's, you know, you're providing an awesome service, and people are getting massive value, which is the bottom line. Massive value, give great service. The thing is, though, that a lot of people don't know how to do their own events or their own retreats. And so, you know, that's why I teach them how to do it, because I want them to be very successful. And if you will allow me, I will give a quick tip on how to get more derrieres and chairs that I know you've enjoyed and benefited from.
Yep,
and that
absolutely
the geo-targeting. Can I say a little bit about that?
Yeah, I want you to talk about that, and then I want you to – I have a quick question that I want you to really speak to as well. But go on ahead and talk about the geo-targeting.
Okay, well, here's what I want to say, that, you know, again, bad advice you're going to get is people are going to talk to you about 1,000 ways to promote your events. And not to say that you don't want to do many things to promote your events, like an email sequence and a web page and a free gift and Facebook ad campaign. You know, you may want to do all of those things. The thing to recognize, though, is that what puts derrieres in chairs are personal invitations, at least at the level that most of our listeners are at. When you're in house, when you're a household name like Oprah or Susie Orman, no problem. Promotion will be enough. But if you're not yet that big name, you want to pick up the phone or have someone else on your team pick up the phone and personally invite people. But that's not the only way to personally invite. My favorite way that you know about, Tony, is Facebook geotargeting, where you write in the toolbar at the top on the left, you just write in, my friends in whatever city you're going to be in. And I'm going to tell you, as I said, I gave a speech this morning. One of the ladies in the room I sent her a Facebook note a couple months ago because I was speaking in her area. I said, hey, Sheila, I would love to see you there. She showed up. Not only did she show up, she loved the event. She signed up for another event. She loved that event. And now she's coming on my retreats cruise with me, and she's made a significant investment. But more importantly than that, because that's how it's helped me, it's totally helped her. She now has community in her life. We've turned her on to a lot of great resources for her business, and she is thriving. All from a one-minute, it took me, message that was personal invitation. Of course, she gets all the emails like everybody else, but the personal invitation is what put Stereos in chairs. And if we had more time,
absolutely,
I would give you many more examples of that.
Well, here's what I want to talk to you about before I forget, before we run out of time, because one of my major pet peeves are speakers who show up and they do nothing to promote the event where they're speaking. And my thing is, and I guess this really grates on my nerves, look, if you have an opportunity to speak anywhere, not just at my events, but anywhere, and why wouldn't you tell other people who you want to get in front of, because you talk about getting in front of your core audience and your tribe, why wouldn't you send them an email or call them and say, listen, I'm going to be speaking at XYZ, I would love it if you could come as my guest. Why wouldn't you tell them? That's what gets me. Can you talk a little bit about this, please?
Here's the thing. Speakers have to recognize, like any entrepreneur, that their job is to do what's the highest and best use of their time. And so they want to have a team of people that can do posting, that can send out the email. They need a team because people are not paying you to send out emails. They're paying you to speak or to do your business. So we need to have a team. And I think, Tony, and I have a team, so I'm able to get the stuff out. I think that speakers need to recognize the importance of having support. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, which you and I have discussed, is that it's not about being a speaker. It's about being a great speaker partner. I just got booked this morning for a group in June that I believe I'm speaking for the fifth year in a row. Now, you know what they do?
Mm-hmm.
They track how many people attend their meetings. And every year, the month that I speak, has the highest attendance. Well, maybe that's because I'm a good speaker, but guess what? I think it's also because I do a good job of promoting their events. Now, that's me being a good speaker partner. It's not, and this is the thing that you know, Tony, which all of your listeners, I hope, get. It's not about being only a great speaker. It's about being a great speaker partner. We have to be awesome off the platform as well. We have to be awesome off the platform.
The thing that I had a speaker who is going to be speaking at one of my events, and I said, you know, what you really want to do is you want to, he asked me whether or not he could have a table at one of my events, and said, sure. He said, well, am I going to, I'm trying to get people to come to my event, you know, it's a three-day event, and I said, well, here's what you do. You go through your database and you cherry-pick the people you want to get in front of, and you invite them to come, and because you're going to have a table at the event, and you invite them to attend as your guests. They don't have to buy tickets. And he said he didn't have time, you know. And I'm always blown away with. Megan.
Well, he doesn't have a team, Tony. I mean, you don't. You need a team. So he's missing the part about having support.
Yeah, even if you don't have a team, because I have people that I reach out to when I need to, and I subcontract a lot and that sort of thing. But even if you don't have a team, it sort of strikes me as very odd. If you're going to have a table somewhere or you're going to be speaking somewhere and you tell no one that you want to do business with, let's say there's an organization you've been trying to get in front of. This is a perfect opportunity for you to invite them and say, listen, I'm going to be speaking here. I would love it if you could attend. They may say no, but why not invite them so that they can see you? A lot of the speaking engagements I get have been because someone was sitting in the audience, they liked what I had to say. And usually because I've invited them, you know, so you have to, I never understand that. It always blows my mind when speakers don't want to do that little bit of work, and it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot. It's strategizing. It's figuring out how do I get in front of more people, get my message out to more people. And as you say, be a good speaker partner. Because I tell you something, and you know this, meeting planners pay attention when a speaker says, yes, I will help you promote the event.
Yes. Absolutely.
They pay attention. Those are the speakers that they want to work with. When you say, I don't have time or I'm too busy, they're like, okay, we'll get back to you. I've seen it happen more times than not, and then the speaker wonders, why am I not getting booked enough? You know, so there you have it. Tell everyone where they can reach you. If you want to make an offer, feel free to make an offer, and remind everybody about your event tomorrow.
How exciting. Okay, great. Well, first thing, everybody, I'm Katarina Rando, Thriving Women in Business, supporting women to be themselves, do their thing, and serve their people with speaking, events, retreats, and being more strategic in your business. And tomorrow, we will be having our grand opening at the Thriving Women in Business Center at 3115 Clement Street in San Francisco. And again, if you can't join us tomorrow, March 7th, 1 to 5, we will be having our next open house at the same location. And actually, I support lots of women who do lots of events. And Tony, we can get your events on here too. We have a new calendar for listing women's events, twibc.com/events. And you can rent the center, you can promote your event, and we'd love to support you in thriving in your business. And my offer to you is to connect with me if you would like a location to do your events in San Francisco. Connect with me if you want to make more money as a speaker, because I teach women how to come home with clients. I call them Insta clients when they speak, and I would love to do that for you. And again, my name is Katarina Rando, and TWIBC.com is the fastest and easiest way to get a hold of me, unless you're on Facebook, which I love, and reach out to me on Facebook.
All right, sounds good. And then and your event tomorrow is from 11 o'clock until when?
11 to 4, I believe. 11 to 4.
11 to 4. Okay,
and with door prizes and snacks, networking. Go ahead.
And that's on Clement Street. What's the cross street out there?
Between 32nd and 33rd.
32nd and 33rd. All right, sounds good. And I'm going to see you tomorrow. And you're going to be one of the judges next Saturday for our Speaker Pitch Fest. I'm really looking forward to that. 15 speakers.
On the 24th. Yeah,
all
on the 24th.
Vying for an opportunity to speak at Google. You're going to come to Google, aren't you? It's on March 22nd.
Well, you know, Tony, I'm taking a bunch of ladies on a cruise on March 23rd for our luxury retreat. So I probably won't be there. But I think it's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, it's going. We've got over almost 300 people registered for that one. We'll see how many people actually show up. I'm really excited about this, and the judges will be there. Some of the judges will be there. Obviously, I'll be there because I have to be. And the winner of the Pitch Fest will be there. So be sure to get tickets. Tickets are free at Google or at the Pitch Fest. Cheer on your favorite speaker. We're going to have promotional partners as well, and I'm really looking forward to it. And until next time, I'm Tony Wilkins. I'm going to be on hiatus for a couple of weeks. I will be back. I'm looking at the calendar because sometimes I can't remember. I will be back next week. So I lied. No, I'll be doing my show on the 23rd. Lynn Riley and a few other wonderful speakers are going to be on the show next week. And then on the 24th, I'll be doing the Next Level Pitch Fest, Speaker Pitch Fest. And then on the 26th, I'll be in San Diego for the San Diego Women of Influence. So lots of stuff going on. Please join us. And until next time, I'm Tony Wilkins. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're going to go out, I think, with a little bit of, I'm feeling a little peppy today, a little bit of Julia Fordham. And Katarina Rando, thank you so much for calling in and sharing wonderful tips. Great time to talk to you. Till next time, here's a little bit of Julia.